Do Jehovah's Witnesses force their children to adopt their faith? No, because worshiping God is a personal decision. Jehovah's Witnesses teach their children Bible principles, but when the children grow older, each one must decide for himself whether he will become one of Jehovah's Witnesses. Like most parents, Jehovah's Witnesses want the best for their children. They teach their children what they think will benefit them, practical skills, as well as moral principles and religious beliefs. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that the Bible promotes the best way of life, so they try to instill its values in their children by studying the Bible with them and attending Christian meetings together. Each child, when he grows older, can then make an informed decision about whether to adopt his parents' faith. Do Jehovah's Witnesses baptize infants? No, the Bible does not endorse infant baptism. For example, it shows that before being baptized, first-century Christians heard the message, gladly accepted it, and repented. Thus, to be baptized, one must be old enough to comprehend what the Bible teaches, must believe it, and must have made a decision to live by those teachings. These are things that an infant cannot do. As children grow, they may in time choose to be baptized. However, to do so, they must understand the commitment they are making. Do Jehovah's Witnesses shun their children if they choose not to be baptized? No. Although witness parents feel sad if a child does not share their faith, they still love their child and do not sever their relationship solely because of their child's refusal to become a witness. Why do Jehovah's Witnesses take their children with them when preaching? We include our children in our preaching work for a number of reasons. The footnote reads, "Generally speaking, witness children do not participate in our preaching work without a parent or other responsible adult." End of footnote. The Bible instructs parents to educate their children spiritually, training them to worship God. Since worship involves declaring one's faith publicly, preaching is an important part of a child's spiritual education. The Bible specifically encourages young ones to praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 148:12-13, King James Version. A key way to praise God is to talk to others about Him. The footnote reads, "The Bible mentions a number of children who please God by speaking to others about their beliefs." End of footnote. Children benefit in a practical way from preaching with their parents. For example, they learn to communicate with all types of people, and they acquire such valuable qualities as compassion, kindness, respect, and selflessness. They also become more familiar with the scriptural basis for their faith. Do Jehovah's Witnesses participate in holidays or other celebrations? Jehovah's Witnesses do not share in religious holidays or other celebrations that displease God. The footnote reads, see the article, "Why don't Jehovah's Witnesses celebrate certain holidays?" End of footnote. For example, we do not participate in birthdays or Christmas celebrations, which have non-Christian origins. Nevertheless, we enjoy spending time with family and giving generously to our children. Instead of letting the calendar govern family reunions and gift-giving, we organize gatherings and give presents throughout the year. How do those who were raised as Jehovah's Witnesses feel?
Preaching taught me to respect others, no matter what they believe or how they treat me. Also, when we preach, people often open up about their concerns and problems. So instead of just focusing on myself, I learned to care about others' feelings and to be observant of what others may need. Tara.
The footnote reads, "Some names have been changed." End of footnote.
My parents didn't force me to become a witness. They always told me that I had a choice. Every time I asked Mom a question about witness beliefs, she would respond, "Have you researched that?" So I did a lot of research, and eventually I felt convinced that this was the religion for me, not just my parents' religion. Ellie.
I never felt that I was missing out by not celebrating holidays. My weekends were always full of plans with other witnesses. We would eat, dance, and play games. My school friends often said I had a busier social life than they did. Melissa.
Even though I understood why we didn't celebrate Christmas, at times I felt that I was missing out. What helped me to combat those feelings was that my parents regularly invited my friends and our extended family to our house. I also remember them giving me gifts. Miguel.